This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, November 27th, God's word for you today is The Extra. Our scripture reading is taken from James 5, verse 17 to 18, and it says, Elijah was a man with human frailties, but he prayed and received supernatural answers. He actually shut the heavens over the land. Then he prayed again, and the skies opened up over the land, so that the rain came again and produced the harvest. Yesterday, we talked about the two dimensions to open heavens, the collective and the individual. We also highlighted the importance of taking responsibility for your open heavens. Imagine you are in a place where the corporate heavens are open and your personal heavens are also open. Your life will know no limits whatsoever. So there is general mercy. God causes his rain to fall upon the good and evil, and his sun to shine upon the good and evil. But there is individualized mercy. For instance, God says there is something called the sure mercies of David, Isaiah 55 verse 3, Acts 13 verse 34, please read, that comes by covenant with God. I pray that as your heavens open, you will come into the individualized mercy of God in the name of Jesus. Saul did not do half of the wrong things that David did. You know that. But Saul did not have the individualized mercy of God. I pray that it will please God to open that chapter in your life of covenant mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. That where everybody else might be struggling, you will walk effortlessly in the mighty name of Jesus. As this begins to happen, you need to trash closed heavens talk. You need to trash closed heaven lingo. Examples of closed heaven lingo is saying things like, Qua sera sera, whatever will be. It is a closed heaven language, and you have to delete it from your vocabulary and from your system totally. When you say things like, Why is God not answering my prayers? Maybe something is wrong with me. You need to stop saying things like that. If God is going to answer one person's prayer, it is going to be you, and that is the heart that you must have. Do not say, if only I had a good education. My parents did not educate me, so I have a huge setback, and that is why I'm not enjoying the things that other people are enjoying. That is a closed heavens way of thinking. Open heavens do not recognize degrees or certificates. You should get an education if you have the opportunity. Things like, this is how my father did it, this is the limitation of my parents, must come to an end. Do I get an amen? So, we press further to consider the things that trigger open heavens, the keys that unlock open heavens. We will look at three. The third one will open the door to so many others as the Holy Spirit will direct you. For you to unlock the heavens, first, you must pray. James 5, verse 17 to 18, please read. The Bible tells us that Elijah was human like we are, and when Elijah prayed, the heavens opened. There is no substitute for prayer. You must pray. When I first got saved, I thought prayer was too hard, so I embarked on a study to find a substitute. At the end of my study, my conclusion was pray, pray, pray. There is no substitute for prayer. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. And it says, Baba, open your heavens over me. Baba, open your heavens over me. heavens over me. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.